Time to recap McCook School Board of Education meeting for the month of December. And that means Superintendent of Schools, Grant Norgaard. How you doing?
Doing very well, Rich. Thank you.
Word of December and, gosh, Christmas vacation. There is Christmas vacation in McCook Public Schools, right?
There is a Christmas
vacation. Okay, I'm just checking.
It's a little bit longer than normal, too, because of the way the calendar sets up. Unfortunately, it's a little longer than normal.
See, the unfortunately term comes into there.
But it's coming, so hopefully everyone's ready.
So, I think you get out...
Friday the 20th.
Okay.
Early dismissal that day, and then the students actually don't return until the 6th of January. We have an in-service or a work day for teachers on January 3rd, which is a Friday. And so that hits a weekend. And so and this year and next year, I think, are both a little bit longer Christmas breaks than what we normally have.
Chance to recharge the batteries a little bit and get ready for the second semester.
Yeah, we'll be ready to roll. Already ready for the second semester. Let's get it going.
Exactly right. You bet. All right, let's get to the agenda from last night. We'll start first with reports, communications, public participation.
We did not have any public participation last night, but we did start off the meeting with a couple of presentations. The first presentation was done by the NOR group. It's a group sponsored by a teacher within the school system, and they're planning a trip to Baja, Mexico. They're going to take about 12 students. We had Mrs. Fisher and one of our students, Junior Hannah Huff, come in and talk to the school board about the trip, and gave a presentation to the Board of Education about what that trip really looks like. It sounds like a lot of fun. It sounds like they're going to be roughing it a little bit, camping on the beach, learning how to scuba dive, going and exploring. I think they're going to learn how to scuba dive before they go, but they're going to be doing some getting in the water and checking out the live fish and all the things in the off the coast there, and doing a lot of really interesting scientific things in Baja California. They have to do a little bit of fundraising. They have to raise about $4,100 per student, and they've started that process already this summer. That they ran the concessions over at Felling Field, which I think was a good event for them to raise money. But they still have quite a ways to go, so they're going to be doing some activities throughout the course of the rest of the year. Year to help offset any costs that the students might have to pay out of pocket to attend. But they did a nice job. Hannah's really excited about getting down there and the experiences that she's going to have, the cultural experience, and obviously the experience of getting out into the water and seeing all the fish in their natural environment. It should be a pretty exciting and learning pretty exciting trip where students are going to be able to learn with hands-on. We also have another sponsor that's going to be attending on that. Mrs. Bloomy from our high school is going to be the second sponsor with 12 students. So those two teachers and our 12 students should have a good time down there. And yep. The board did approve that later on the agenda.
Yeah, Mrs. Bloomy and some of the students about a month ago came in and talked about that a little bit. And
yeah.
Roughing is the word.
Yeah.
I mean, it's you're away from a lot of things.
You're out in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah.
So it sounds like a really neat trip, and it's going to be a wonderful experience for our kids. The next presentation we had was from the McCook Community Foundation. They provided a donation to the school system, a very nice donation, to the tune of $8,528. Those dollars are going to be used to support the Bison Day event that we do annually every year in McCook. It's a big event. It's an expensive event, so those dollars will be used to support that. And also a new router bit for our CNC router. It'll allow our students to do three-dimensional routing, which is what they do with that CNC router is amazing. This bit is only going to take that up a notch. So I really look forward to seeing some of the work that our kids are able to produce with that new bit. And then a new insemination program for our agricultural students. So there was those three areas is where that donation is going to go towards. And those are all of the presentations that were given. We followed that up with a report from our student board member, Kyson Barger. He talked he had a really nice report presented on the winter pep rally was last week. They had performances from the band, the dance team, and the cheerleaders. They had all of the winter sports activities recognized, both coaches and students who are participating and sponsors who are participating in those different events that we have during the winter season. Also talked about on Sunday is the second annual student staff basketball game, and it's important for me to announce that that's going to be Sunday at 6 o'clock at the high school. So if you want to attend that event, it was – I went last year. really fun to watch the students and the staff compete. The staff team has to be pretty big because, you know, you can get winded pretty quick, you know, when you're out there and you've been grading papers all afternoon, not out exercising. But I will say the staff did win that game. So for the second annual, we'll see if the students can get them back this next year. They think they're speaking pretty bravely. They really think they've got a good team, the students do. So they think they've got some ballers this year. And so I think that they're going to put together a pretty good competitive team. And I know the teachers, the staff, they're going to be excited about it. And they're certainly going to want to go 2-0 on the students.
So. Now the million-dollar question is, are you going to play?
No.
Come on.
Yeah, that's one of those sports that they wouldn't allow me to play in high school. They said, thank you for coming to the tryouts. We appreciate your energy and enthusiasm.
Can you believe this, what we're hearing here? Golly.
Just the truth. You know, it would be fun, but I think I'll leave that to the – I think they want to keep winning. I think the staff wants to keep winning.
You wouldn't help? You're not the secret weapon?
Yeah. Well, I'd be a weapon all right, but not for the staff.
Now, senior Molly Grace is kind of behind this side.
Yeah, she's done a really nice job, and that was another thing that he had mentioned, putting that together and Molly doing that work, and so really excited about the kids that have started it and continued it, and so it's a really nice event, and so please show up, and it actually was really fun to watch last year. I wasn't sure how it was going to go. I was worried about staff members going down with torn ACLs and all those types of things. But and I still worry about that, don't get me wrong. But it was a really fun event. It was fun to watch the competition and the kids and the staff compete against each other, and it was a very positive event. He also mentioned that McCook is hosting the Cattle Trail basketball tournament for the school area. And that's an event that we host for the smaller schools and the area. It's a neat event. Our athletes, our basketball teams are going to be down at the Goodland Tournament, which is a tournament we go to every year. And also he had talked about the drama season wrapping up and having a really good season, attending districts last week. So moving on from that, we did have a committee present, a negotiations committee. It's that time of year when our teachers and our board visit with each other to talk about compensation. And this, of course, is for the 25-26 school year. And by state statute, there's some governances that guide how that process goes. And what we really do is we negotiate within an array. And so we look at 13. There's an array is made up of 13 different schools, including McCook. And we have to be at a midpoint on compensation based off of a formula that we have to hire people to figure out because it's so complicated. But we have to be within 2 percentage points of midpoint on that. And this was designed, maybe it's been about a decade ago, I suppose, by the Department of Education, to get away from so many schools and school teachers associations going to the Court of Industrial Relations. Basically, if you're within that 2 percentage points of midpoint, that your negotiations will you've basically met the mark for state statute and you're good moving forward. And so as long as you do that, so that's really what we do. We negotiate, look at what everyone else's salary is, make sure we're within 2 percentage points of that midpoint, try to be a little bit above if we can, just to be competitive in this tough recruiting market. And then you might talk about some other things. I think this year they talked a little bit about the junior high student council compensation and making some adjustments to that. So they presented on this discussion where they are with base salary and the teacher, they kind of came to an tentative agreement, but the teachers have to go and vote on it first as an association. Once they do that, then the board can get back together and vote to approve that contract or that agreement, I'm sorry, that negotiated agreement at a later date. So we'll see. We might have a special meeting before the next board meeting for this current Board of Education to take action on that item. We'll see.
Okay.
And then business direct. I guess I spoke a little bit last night about some issues. I presented on the AQUEST classification. So in the state of Nebraska, AQUEST is the Department of Education's system for measuring students' performance, making sure that schools are being accountable to the state standards. And they do this through there's a number of elements that they include in this process, but the main element is the state assessments. And so they came out earlier in November with the classifications for the school districts, all the school districts and school buildings across the state of Nebraska. And last night, I wanted to put on the record that McCook Elementary School received the highest rating in the state of Nebraska. They received a score of excellent, or a classification of excellent, by the Department of Education. And then McCook, our Central Elementary School, McCook Junior High, McCook High School, and the district all received a great classification, which is the second highest classification. And so last year, the junior high received the excellent. So we always seem to have a school right there. We look at the numbers and we look at all the different elements that go into making the determination. We have a lot of buildings that are right on the cusp of getting to that top 10 to 15% excellence area. But this year it just went to McCook Elementary School. So we really want to congratulate them and also the rest of our buildings. We have a hardworking staff. They really do a great job. One of the things I shared last night was that, you know, in February, I always give a very comprehensive review of student performance, and that's based off of all the different types of assessments we give in the district. So I'll present on the state assessments and how we compare against our peer schools, and peer schools are schools that look like us, and how we compare to the state of Nebraska, and we always do very, very well in those comparisons. I'll also talk about our own locally developed assessments. We do criterion reference tests. It's our version, you know, you've heard of CRTs, but our CRTs are criterion reference tests. And I'll present some information on those. And that gives us very valuable information because it measures directly the curriculum that we teach in McCook. And then we'll also talk about ACT. And I don't get too much into the building level assessments as far as Ames Web and those types of things. But I really talk about those bigger assessments that we do across the district, or summative in nature. So, and I'll give a big presentation. And I'll just say this now, a little insider information. We do well. So
that's good. That's
yeah,
good.
We do very well. School improvement. I talked a little bit about that last night. We did not meet this month. This is a big year for the school improvement process. We have an external team coming in February to visit the district. And every 5 years, you have a group of educators from across the state visit your school district, look at everything that you do, how you operate, your curriculum, your data, and then give you a list of accommodations and recommendations for improvement. So we're busy preparing for that visitation. Even though we didn't meet as a district team, the building level teams were instructed to meet and to start putting together their presentations for that external team visit. So we have to present a lot of data, a lot of information, our assessment scores, our surveys, and all those types of things. So it takes a lot of time and energy. So that's what December was dedicated to. I also talked a little bit about safety. Mr. Curls, our safety director for the district, and he went to the state school safety summit, which is an annual training, and provided us a lot of provided the safety or the safety and crisis team some information about what they learned there. One of the big things that we have this year, we filled our spring up with a lot of activities, it looks like to me, but we have an active shooter drill planned for this spring. That's not something we do every year. It's every other year. Once in a while, it's every third year, depending on what the spring looks like. But we'll have an active shooter drill, and that's a very involved process because we include all the different entities in the community that would be involved with such an event. So you were dealing with the state troopers, the sheriff's department, the police department, and also actually I think this year we're including maybe even the game warden and those folks. The hospital's involved, emergency services are involved. So it's a big event, and we take it very seriously. And the reason that we do is because we want to be prepared in case of a crisis, that we have that we act quickly, act with consistency with whatever the issue is, and act in a way that's going to protect lives. So we take this event seriously, and it takes a lot of planning. Then also we did have a new board member training. We have Mrs. Burr and Mr. Juneman coming on in January. Super excited about them coming on. And we attended a training in North Platte last week where they were overwhelmed, I think, with the amount of information that there is to kind of work through as a school board member. There's just a lot of information. It's not just showing up on Monday night. There's so many laws and so many governances that control the actions of the board and expectations and responsibilities. It takes a lot. So I took them to that training, and a lot was presented to them. It's going to take a long time, really, to be able to absorb all that they were exposed to. And that is my report. Moving on to the Director of Businesses report. Mr. Gross talked about our budget. Again, we're on track thus far with our receipts and expenditures for the school year. Talked about we're updating some carpet in the English classrooms over the Christmas break. All the English classrooms, those are like the first classrooms that we really updated at the high school, you know, about, I don't know, maybe 11 years ago. It's been a while ago now, where we started to modernize our classrooms at the high school with our own maintenance team. And those were like the first classrooms. So we're already going back into those classrooms. We're going to be replacing the carpet with the newer carpet. And so that'll be nice. Coming back from the Christmas break, they'll have that all updated. Talked a little bit about the TEOSA formula, which is the state aid formula that is used to divvy out state aid and equalization aid to the school districts across the state. And he said we've just been working on our base factors for equalization and seeing where we might be. It's really difficult to kind of figure out where our final dollars are going to be. talked a little bit about the SPED costs. You know, Governor Pillen made a change in SPED reimbursement across the state a few years ago, and talked a little bit about that. That ended up in being a 10% increase in costs across the state. There might be some ramifications from that. Talked about EHA rates. They initially came in. That's the health coverage that we provide our staff, and we work through the EHA which is a sort of a teachers group or an educators group across the state. And that one, they came in with an increase of 10.7%, but they were able to get it down to 5.49, which is a pretty considerable reduction. It did take a little bit of a buyout, but they were able to reduce those numbers. And also talked about the school retirement system being 99% funded, which is a good thing. But when the legislature sees a good thing, they want to dip their hands into it a little bit. So we have a little bit of concern that this upcoming legislative session, there will be legislatures that will want to remove a 2% contribution from the state because it's such a healthy fund. And so we hope that doesn't happen, but and we'll obviously advocate for it not happening. It's good to have something that's well-funded in the state. I don't know why we'd mess with that, because not everything is. And so here's one that where the people that are administrating NAPRS, which is, again, the Nebraska Retirement Program for Educators, they've worked hard, and they've done a really good job. And so it's almost like a penalty for doing too well. And then he also mentioned that we have sat down with W Design, the architects and engineers that worked on the junior high bond, just had a meeting with them to say, you know, once a new board comes on, we're going to be visiting with them and seeing, you know, we're going to see where they want to go with the facilities. I foresee probably another bond project coming up in the future, but it's probably going to look a little different. So we'll have to have some discussions with the board after the first of the year, and then we'll set up some more meetings again with the architects and engineers to see where we want to go. And so a lot of unknowns there, but feel pretty good about putting something back before the community. And those are the reports.
And leads us to new business, and that means resignations and approval of contracts.
Yeah, we did have some resignations. Last night we did accept a resignation from Abby McNutt, who's our choir teacher. She's done a marvelous job for McCook Public Schools. She's really been a great advocate for kids, and she built a really nice program. There's a reason that our band and our choir can't use the auditorium to do their concerts is because they're such big programs. We have so many kids involved. So she's going to be very hard to replace. Not just because there aren't a lot of folks out there with that and certificate, but because she was really good at what she did. And so difficult position to fill. We'll do our best to fill that. I know it's only December, and it might sound like we're late in the year, but in this new reality, we are a little bit late in the year. It could be worse, could be a lot worse. So we'll see what we can find and see if we can bring somebody in. If we can't, we might have to put something together for a year and then go after it again for the 26-27 school year and find someone permanent. But we hope to find someone if we can. But we're going to miss Abby, and she's going on to work with St. Pat's. Really excited for her. I know this is a decision she's wanted to make, so excited for her and her new opportunity. approved a contract for Jacob Ulbricht, band teacher. He's actually going to start with us this spring. Mm-hmm. Working in collaboration with Mrs. Preby. That should be a great opportunity for him to get to know McCook Public Schools, to really see what a successful band instructor does and how those programs are built, and give him a chance just to kind of get indoctrinated before he's fully in charge of our band program starting in the 25-26 school year. So really excited about bringing Jacob on. I think he's going to do an amazing job. His reference calls were outstanding. So really feel good about this hire. The next hire that we had was you approved a contract with Zach Weezer for senior high math. I believe he's going to be teaching geometry. We have some experience with Zach. He was worked at our junior high for a while. He moved over to St. Pat's for a while. Now he's coming back. We also know Zach because he works with our kids already as a coach and football and basketball. He does an amazing job with our kids. We had comments last night from several people that had their kids had Mr. Weezer as a teacher, that they really appreciated the work that he did and liked him. So we look forward to bringing him back on board. And then we also approved a contract for Sarah Frank. Sarah Frank she did some student teaching with us. We know Sarah really well. She teaches currently in Hitchcock County. She's going to come in as sixth grade English language arts at the junior high. And I know very high recommendation. I know Mr. Lyons is very excited to bring her on board. Really sees her as being just an outstanding teacher. So really excited about bringing Sarah. And great kids, great family. So we're excited about Sarah joining the team. And then, we've already talked about this a little bit, mm-hmm. but the NORE trip, N-O-R-E, trip to La Paz, Baja Sur, Mexico, June 26th through July 3rd. So they'll get back right, perfect timing, right before the 4th of July. And so that's this summer, and so that came to the board for approval, and it was approved last night as well.
Positive comments already.
Well, we did approve the grant from the foundation, okay. But yep, you're right, on to positive comments. And so let me pull those up. One of the things I did skip earlier, and so I'm going to talk a little bit about this with the positive comments. We did have Teresa and Tom. This was both their last meeting.
Okay.
And so during board comments, they both shared a little bit about their experiences and their past time with the Board of Education and how Teresa, gave a heartfelt speech about wanting to help kids and remembered a story about a young girl who was in and out of the school, high mobility, and how that was impacting, how she knows that impacts a student's life, and how she wanted to be part of something that helped those kids have a great experience. And when they're in McCook, we provide them a great opportunity to learn and a safe place to be. Tom talked about his desire to want to make a difference and to impact the community or impact students' lives in a positive way and to be part of something special. Both Teresa and Tom were outstanding board members. They really did sacrifice and work hard to make sure the McCook Public Schools was an outstanding school system. Really appreciate both of them. Wish, I love that we have new board members coming on. They're going to be great board members, but it's hard to see your past board members go. So there's a part of you that wishes that nothing was going to change, but this is the world we live in. And so I really want to say thank you to them, and I appreciate the comments they had during board comments. And then going into positive comments, Teresa talked about McCook Elementary Book Blast, where they raised $32,000 for books. And so really, she really felt good about that and the fact that kids, all of our students there received free books. And she appreciates everyone for the experience. And this adding on to that, she appreciates everyone who she's worked with over the years, and for the experience for herself as a board member and for her children who are very successful in life. Tom geared his thankfulness toward the accomplishments of our school system and the work that has been done and the other board members. And he appreciates, again, also his kids are quite successful in life and appreciates the work that has been done by our school system to set our kids up for success. Kyson, a student board member, wanted to recognize the student and staff basketball event and all that's gone into that, and to remind everyone that that's Sunday at 6:00 in the high school gym. So looking forward to that, but just appreciates all the work that's gone into setting that up. Mike was thankful for the basketball games this weekend. This last weekend, it was fun to watch the students showing lots of energy, and we competed. And he also commented on the wrestling meet. We competed in a very tough wrestling meet, a very competitive wrestling meet, and we did very well. We had some kids that just did outstanding. And also commented on how tough it is right now to find teachers and was thankful for all the recruiting efforts that we're putting forth. Charlie appreciated the maintenance staff and the custodial staff with all the work they are currently doing across the district. Scott appreciated the work the administration does recruiting and bringing teachers into the district, and also thanked Tom and Teresa for all the work they have done in helping our students. Jeff thanked Tom and Teresa for the work that they have done to bring leadership to the Board of Education, and said, and this is a true statement, they've made McCook Public Schools a better place. And Brad thanked Tom and Teresa for being focused on the students and representing the school well, both in the school, in official capacity, and outside the school. And I wanted to take a chance to thank the teachers across the district. Our classifications are outstanding. I want to thank McCook Elementary staff for the hard work that they've put in to get that excellent rating, our classification. And I also thank Tom and Teresa for the leadership that they've provided the school district. And at that time, we were able to present them with bells and certificates of their, just a way of sort of saying thank you. It's not enough, obviously, for the work you do as a board member. It's a lot of work. But saying thank you to them in remembrance of their participation with our Board of Education and the difference they made for our kids.
How many years for Teresa and Tom?
13 and a half, and I'm going to say Tom was 32, 40. Yeah. I'm kidding.
It's been a long time, though, for Tom.
Is it 18 or 20? You know, off the top of my head, I should have wrote that down. And so, yeah, Tom was on before, either 2 or 3 years before I came on. So I'm going to say we're at about 18 years, possibly 20. But Teresa came on, and she mentioned this last night in a more unusual way. She was selected after a resignation by the Board of Education, so 13 and a half years for Teresa. And so that's a long time. Anytime you get over, get into that third term, you start to be a very experienced board member. And so you start to figure things out. So once you get past 8 years, you've really committed.
All right. Executive session, nothing we can discuss there.
Yeah, nothing. Yep.
Next meeting for the first one for 2025
is January 13th.
Wow. Lucky number 13.
Lucky 13.
All right. And again, school, you got this week, next week, and you're at the 20th.
20th, 2 o'clock dismissal on the 20th, and kids will come back on the 6th. So again, it's a long break. Be prepared for that. Staff back on the 3rd.
All right. Second semester will go fast. It always does.
Yeah, it does. Yes, once we start that spring. When basketball gets a little long, but once you hit like February 20th, it starts to screech by.
So. And you're starting to think about graduation right around the corner.
Oh, yeah. We've already have to start ordering things. Anyway, yep, it's going to be busy.
Thank you very much, sir.
Thank you.